Miller.com.
Bob Miller! Well,
I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
It's the Morning News Express on WFMD. Oh, you look, I hate to say it, but...
Man, I have a tough act to follow.
You don't get a chance, dude. I'm really sorry.
You're going to put me on Facebook Live now?
I'm going to put you on Facebook Live.
What, are you going to run a side-by-side picture of me and Miss Maryland? I don't think I would stand up in that competition.
That's okay. Didn't let me go live with you. I wonder why.
Maybe I'm going to break the phone after after Miss Maryland.
I was trying to get the video to work, and it says go live. Just go live.
I was having a piece of your.
Did you have some of that
birthday cake? Because I listened to that impressive young lady.
Yeah.
So.
Did you like the cake? My mother-in-law made that.
It was excellent cake. I may have had more than one piece.
Well, that's
as a matter of fact.
Fine. I don't need it. So that's why I brought it here, so I don't eat it.
When was your birthday, by the way?
Well, it was a couple weeks ago.
Well, happy belated birthday. You kept that a big secret.
Well, so. I wasn't in town for it, so I don't really make a big deal about my birthday. I try not to. We did a 50th party here a long time ago. 5 years ago.
Five years is kind of a long time in this day and age.
And then, my wife tries to make it a big deal, but we were actually traveling. Last 2 years, we were kind of traveling on my birthday, so.
Is that by design, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, it just happens. I mean, you know, you got to take vacation when you can take vacation, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, are you and your wife like, hey, it's your birthday, so let's go somewhere, or?
No. It was just, hey, this is our birthday. Oh, it's going to fall on my birthday. You know, I mean, this is
okay.
Vacation, so it's
okay.
It's, like I said, it's not that big of a deal. My wife got my birthday present early, so
what'd she get you?
I got floor mats for my truck.
And were you excited about that?
Yes, I feel like I was. I was very excited about it. The WeatherTech floor mats.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, they're nice ones. So you know. I like those.
So your trucks, the floors of your truck will stay clean this way.
Cleaner.
Yes.
Cleaner.
Yes,
they don't, you know, the junk doesn't fall out of those things. So.
Good.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a little break here because kind of ran.
Can I have some more cake?
You can go have some more cake. As a matter of fact, we'll you want to Facebook Live it?
Me eating cake?
You eating cake.
That might not be a pretty picture.
I don't know. It might be. Katie Ryan, what do you think? Can we Facebook Live Greg Swantek eating some cake?
I don't think you want to
do
that.
You could do like a wedding thing and smashing each other's faces.
Really not be very cute.
Yeah, no, that's if we did that, Colin would be so upset.
Peanut butter everywhere.
Colin would be so upset.
That would not be a good idea.
He would be weeping.
He probably would.
He would be weeping. So, all right. We'll take a break and we'll do traffic and weather, and we'll talk more with Greg Swantek on the flip side of news. But first, let's get traffic. Here's
Bob Miller.
The only people banned from this program are those who are disrespectful or irresponsible in their presentations. We are not afraid to confront evildoers here.
All right. And he's not an evildoer. He's Greg Swantek from the Frederick News Post.
At least
Live.
No one calls me that to my face.
Move that microphone so we can see. There you go.
Everybody wants to see
your smiling face. Because everybody wants to see Greg Swantek's smiling face.
Yeah, but Miss Maryland was just in here, though.
Yes.
So they probably don't want to see my smiling face.
Well, sure they do.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. You have a huge following. Huge following in the sports world.
If you say so.
Yeah. Orioles lost.
Yeah, that was a tough one, too, because the Angels, they're chasing the Angels in the wild card race,
right.
And now they're four games behind. And if you fall too much further behind, you're going to be out of luck because there's a lot of teams to jump over. So,
right. So
that was a game they really needed to win. Chris Tillman started it. Yeah, he wasn't great, but...
Well, they got back in it.
They got back in it. They just couldn't get that last hit that they needed, and they lost 5-4. There was a great catch made on a Trey Mancini play by the Angels shortstop in the eighth inning there that could have maybe led to something. But
I think they hit the Angels hit something like 11 home runs over those four games.
Yeah, it's the same story with the Orioles. It's the pitching. I mean, that's what's killed them all season, and it continues to. And now they really got to start playing really good baseball over the last month of the season. Otherwise, they're will not make the playoffs. So they can't seem to make the playoffs 2 years in a row. It seems to be that every even year they make the playoffs. And since this is 2017, an odd year, they might be out of luck. Mm-hmm. So
Nationals look like they've shored up their bullpen a little bit.
Yeah, they did. They were down to four guys yesterday, so they needed a good start from Gio Gonzalez, and they got it. They got, I think, six and two thirds from him.
Yep.
Eight strikeouts. He's 12-5 this season. And he's been a pleasant surprise because he was really good. Then he had a little lull in his career over the past couple seasons, and then he's really picked it back up again this season. And when you have three or four really good starters like the Nationals do, or presumably do, I mean, that's a tough team to beat in the playoffs. So they took three or four from the Padres, and it's, I mean, they're going to win the division. I mean, there's nothing to play for there. It's just they're playing for matchups, maybe. And, I mean, everyone's chasing the Dodgers, so they won't be any higher than the number two seed. But having home field advantage against a team like the Cubs, I would think would be important for that first-round playoff series.
All right, let's switch over to football real quick. Redskins lost to the Packers, but yeah, preseason.
It's tough to tell what you're really watching.
Right.
The offense didn't look great. They did get in the end zone toward the end of the first half there against some backup players for the Packers, but you would like to see the offense play a little better. But again, it's preseason and it's hard to put too much stock in these games. It would be great if they shortened the preseason, because it seems like the preseason's too long and teams and fans are holding their breath hoping their favorite players don't get injured. So
yep. What about the Ravens?
Ravens, they beat the Dolphins. It was a Thursday night game last week down in Miami, and they won going away, 31-7. So Joe Flacco is not on the field yet. Their offensive line is still in flux a little bit. Breshad Perriman, their receiver, hasn't been playing yet. So lots of unanswered questions, especially on the offensive side of the ball for the Ravens. But they did have a good night in Miami last Thursday.
High school football starts up here pretty soon.
September 1st, yep. week from Friday. So, so it'll be upon us soon. Your Walkersville Lions.
So it'll look pretty tough, I think.
They have most of their team back, as a matter of fact, from their state championship team. And they would be trying to make the state championship game for the third straight year.
That'd be nice.
They lost 2 years ago. They won it last year, of course. They beat Elkton. And they are definitely in position to do it again, except the region has gotten tougher because schools like Damascus and Seneca Valley and Oakdale are now 2A schools and playing in their region. Those three schools were 3A schools last year. So it'll be a tougher road, certainly, for Walkersville this year.
All right, there he is. Leaving anything out? Hey, I want to get your comments on real quick. This was a story we kind of talked a little bit about it off the air, and that is ESPN got a little grief for a fantasy football auction.
I think if you're offended by this, you're looking for ways to get offended. I mean, 70-80% of the NFL is black. If you're going to have an auction draft, I don't know how you escape the perception or the image that people got upset about.
And that was just one clip that I saw. And, you know, they could have held up Rob Gronkowski. They could have held up Tom Brady.
Right. It wasn't just the black players they were holding up.
I just want to make sure that you thought the same way I did.
Yeah, I think it was.
Do you have your Eclipse glasses?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My sister, when I was out in Colorado, gave them to me a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
All right.
Well, so hopefully my eyes won't fall out.
Take a selfie of you watching the eclipse.
Should I post that on my Twitter page?
Yes, absolutely. For goodness sakes. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. It's Greg Swantek from the Frederick News Post. It's Greg_Swantek @Greg_Swantek.
Yes. Underscore is my middle name, as I like to say.
That's right. It's the Morning News Express, 842 at WFMD. Let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic. For Mid-Maryland commuters, sorry about being late, Katie. It's all Greg's fault.
That's okay. All right, so 270.